Venetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, a series of weekly teachings on spiritual leadership, soul growth, and the principles of divine administration, presented by the mandate of the Bright and Morning Star at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. The title of this teaching is A Beginning Teaching of Thought Science in Relationship to Cause and Effect, True and False Realities. Here is Van, Gabriel of Urantia, Talias Van.
Sunday, March 21st, 2021, A Beginning Teaching of Thought Science in Relationship to Cause and Effect, True and False Realities. Evolutionary worlds, even though they are so far away, physically from paradise, if they have inhabited life, as all of you know, they are then registered as 606 of Satania, the planet in this system, as a world with ascending mortals, choosing between right and wrong. From paradise to an evolutionary world is an infinite, which cannot be measured. But if you started out at the speed of light on your Urantia, you would only arrive on paradise in some infinite number of time and space, that you would have no significance for any free will creature to even comprehend. It's pretty far away. However, all that God is and that He creates of His celestial children, from the master spirits to midwayers, are a part, in some particle way, of ascending mortals on a low evolutionary world. Some celestial spirits are more active in higher ascending sons and daughters, just like a seraphim cannot, that's your angel of enlightenment, cannot be molecularly coupled with a human being until they are stabilized on the third psychic circle, molecularly coupled. A continuing fifth epoch of revelation term called thought science in relationship to cause and effect. The acronym is pronounced TSOKE. TSOKE begins to teach how thought, Dio or Deo, speaks to mortals and elements alike, to either more perfectly bring the will of the Father in manifestation, or bring the fallen will of Lucifer or Caligastia in this system to fruition. Basically because Caligastria, as the fallen planetary prince, has his plans and designs for a future world on fallen 606 of Satania that he totally believes in his narcissistic madness that is quite possible when Lucifer comes to this world. Of course, that is then the kingdom of Caligastia. This kingdom is the kingdom of false psychics, false clairvoyants, and so on. The kingdom of God is the true manifestation of reality on Urantia. So there's a false reality and a true reality. All dio, negative, sinful, and selfish ways are the kingdom of Caligastia. Psychopaths, histrionic personalities, socio-psychic personalities, antisocial personalities, personalities who think they're always right. That's the world of Kaligastia. There are two kingdoms. You always have to keep that in mind. Which one are you in? Which one do you want to be in? Jesus said, "No servant of mine can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Jesus did not try to teach ascension science to the apostles at the level that the destiny reservist here at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion are being taught today. And I cannot share certain truths in this video publicly because they would be abused and used irresponsibly. So when the Midwayers first came to us 35 years ago, they said, "We cannot define right now for you certain terms because you'd give it away." And we found that out to be so true, because the nature of love is to want to give. And so when you're a lover, you freely give away things, teachings, and so on and so on. Even what I have given already in this brief teaching so far, people will use for their own aggrandizement. All I can say to those individuals is, at this juncture in the pre-stage of light and life, in this stage of the tribulation of Urantia, any wrongdoing will have its cause and effect on your evil, sinful, and iniquitous soul, your thoughts and actions of Dio, at a more rapid adjudicating rate, causing disease and non-actualization, because we're in the tribulation. And the adjudication of evil, sin, and iniquity is happening. Even with the elements, thoughts, good or bad, affect everything. From lowly down here, Urantia, to up to paradise. In the Urantia book, the fifth epical revelation beginning, we read about the divine counselors, as Neon was just talking about, and have very little understanding of the kind of Tron therapy that they do use at their level. You must understand that after living on a fallen world, even though you may make it to the first mansion world, your soul particles may be very damaged when you get there. I mean, you'd be going, "Whew, I made it." But then the real rehabilitation begins. There is a different kind of Maranchan disease at the various levels of the seven mansion worlds. That does exist. It is definitely more of a soul surgery through the 570 bodies of the souls, habitations of these different bodies, particularly if a soul just barely makes it to the first mansion world and is allowed to continue despite your stupidity and arrogance. You might say the damage is hidden. For these souls, you get infections in your soul your actual soul gets infections caused by the things I mention every Sunday, just about jealousy, resentment, and hate. Even a little bit of hate. There's no such thing as a little bit of hate. You think, oh, I have a little bit of hate in me. No, It's all the same weight, as big as Jupiter. That's how God looks at it. Your little bit of hate, your little bit of jealousy, your little bit of resentment. God sees it as weighing as much as Jupiter. So they have long-time effects. Until the Moranchian companions and other divine counselors and their associates can really open up your spiritual eyes and hearts to see with the eyes of a Creator Son that created you. Their eyes should be your eyes. Your eyes should be their eyes. Is that too hard to understand? So the Moranchian companions, with your infections, when you get to the ancient worlds, they're still trying to do the same thing Van's trying to do way down here. Open up your eyes so that you can gain the eyes of Christ. You have to activate that transition. Moranchian counseling on 606 of Satania is just beginning. So soul perfection coming from a rebellious world is very slow. It's like you're talking to a monkey. I wrote this song, "You're still swinging in the trees. You're still swinging in the trees. You lemurs are still swinging in the trees." In many ways, in your soul growth, even the status of an Agandanter does not in any way mean perfection or make you an expert in rebellion. So don't put on your high hat of Agandanterism. Unless humility is the first raison d'etre of your soul. Humility. What you have learned in knowledge will dissipate if service to others has not happened yet in your soul. It will dissipate. You'll forget you ever had it. There is a name to this understanding in spiritual ascension science, but we cannot give it out to you publicly at this time. Even the concept of cosmic father, cosmic son, cosmic daughter, and the relationship between son and daughter, or the relationship of mother to son to daughter at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, those relationships we are just beginning to understand. Just beginning. And I don't know, it's probably thousands that have heard a little bit about the cosmic family. and they interpret it completely differently. What names the celestials have been named, and there are many unknown celestial beings created by the Creator's sons, even, but mostly the Trinity. And they have major significance in their functions. We haven't even been told about yet. They are unrevealed names. They can all be put down in Neon's maps and sheets for the... There's just too many of them. You're having trouble learning what they give us now. But I guarantee you, as your minds expand and you start asking the right questions, you can't get the answers. When the Midwayers first contacted us, they said, "We want you to ask questions so that we can give you answers. And then those answers, we still need more questions, and then more answers, and then more questions, and then more answers, and then more questions, and then more answers." Because every truth given to you expands. It expands. Truth is ever expanding. Because of names like the perfection of days, the recent of days, and the union of days, we think that whatever their functions are, they are way out there. You think, it's way out there. I mean, like, why should I have to know what their functions are? You know, it's nothing to me. It don't mean anything to me. I'm down here trying to figure out when I'm going to eat my next lunch. Have a hamburger. Maybe I should have chicken. That's what you're thinking about, you know? You're not thinking about those perfection of days. Not only are they concerned about us lowly evolutionary mortals on 606 Sustania, they know us by name. Every one of the beings that Neon mentioned know who you are. Well, that's impossible. That's not logical. There are trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of mortals on all worlds of time and space. How can they know every one of us? That's why the Trinity created them to be perfection of days. It's not the imperfection of days. And everything is, to them, recent. The recent of days. So they know your children coming. They keep recent in their functions. And everything that they do is now. Now. They see us in time. From a toddler to an adult. And at the age of accountability, which is different, really, for all ascending mortals. For mortals of all worlds that have not fallen is approximately 16 years old. The age of accountability. It can change for some, but I'm giving you the average approximate age. For fallen worlds, the mean is much higher. That is approximately, the 16 is kind of normal worlds. For us here on Urantia 606, 20 to 25 years old. And that depends upon the soul. The saying on your planet that some people never grow up and are eternal children is true. You can be a 95 chronological year old person on this planet and you're like 12, 16. You never got beyond your teen years. There are thousands and thousands, millions on this planet who fit that description. So what do you do with that person when you try to teach them a higher concept? What do you do when they say, I know. The University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion is a university that teaches the soul how to manifest the dreams and visions that the Universal Father has pre-designed and put in your hearts of all his free will sentient beings. That's what this university is. There's no amount of money that you can pay us to be here. No amount of money. The problem on 606 of Satania is that everybody says, this is the way. They write books, they got videos out. They go around and speak. And everybody's saying, this is the way. But there was a person on your rancho 2,000 years ago that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. And then he had the audacity to say he was the Son of God. And as we go on to study the fifth epical revelation, continuing fifth epical revelation, we know that he has a higher name called Christ Michael. That Michael is a creator's son. Continuing truth is important. Because, well, he wants his children to know him. He wants his children to know everything about him, really. And it's a journey of learning. One that you cannot escape, although you may try. If you want to get on track or back on to the Tao, it's always in this universe, Michael. He's the one that will center you in your confusion. He's the one that will center you in your fear of, oh, if something's going to happen bad to me. It's real, all those fears. And the answer is always Michael. You can use any of his subnames. Jesus. You can even call him Dude. But at some point, he would like you to know him by his higher name. Michael. I mean, after all, he's the head of IBM. No, I mean he's the head of Nebadon. Why wouldn't you want to call him by his highest name. You're asking him for things all the time. You might as well do it right. So the way. Everybody has a way. And they're not even saying it anymore. It's the way to God. They're just saying, it's the way. I have the way. They got all kind of names for their ways. Now in both the New Age and Christianity, Hinduism and Muslims, everybody thinks that they have the higher truth. Religions. And the more you pay for their truths, the higher they are. Not higher price, but higher. I don't like to get into this ugly truth when I teach. Because in a way, everybody who does this is creating their own false identity. I mean, you get into one of those things and you kind of like become it, you know. Well, some of them even think they have become God. All over the planet, you have individuals saying, I'm the Christ. Right? Young students all over the world, actually, particularly in Western civilization, they like to take psychology as their first major. You know why? They're trying to figure out who they are. The truth is, they will not know who they are until they become in a relationship with the Creator Son that created them in their universe. And right now, even if you starseed are from another universe, you're in time and space in the universe of Nebadon. That's the dude you need to pay attention to. So as you grow up on your rancha and find out that everybody doesn't have a solution. And they can never help you in the important things in life. If you come to that place, that's a good place. Because then you can maybe come to the only one that could really help you. His name, again, is Michael. Some of the most popular fields in these false perceptions of a person who is telling you what they think you should do is to become an attorney, a doctor, or definitely get into real estate. Because if they connect you to capitalism, you need to run the other way as quickly as possible. They don't know themselves. They don't know what reality is. There's even school counselors in high school and university levels that tell you, based upon what they know of you, what career you should take at their university and how that will help you in life itself. I'm sure you've been through this, some of you, and you fell for it. Only the Spirit of Truth of Jesus that is hopefully activated in your heart can give you any of those answers. Without God, there is no life. God and life actually are the same thing. And Jesus used these wonderful words, life eternal. You can't have eternal life unless your will is submitted to Christ's will, God's will, the Father's will. You can't have eternal life. You could do your thing this one time around, but no more. So, at some point, you learn that God has a destiny for you. You're not taught that by any of those counselors out there. The word destiny isn't even a subject. It's not just a career, a destiny. That's not what destiny is. Destiny isn't career. Destiny is a divine purpose. Divine purpose. It may not be in my time, but I'm sure hoping I'm walking in the holy rhyme. You're not walking in the holy rhyme enough. It's a big, 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 big thing, the subject of rebellion. Mighty big. So much so that it's taught on Melchizedek worlds in detail that you haven't even gotten to yet. Point by point, concept by concept, they are still teaching you to be perfect. The difference is because you're in a much higher world and you see and meet so many beautiful ascending mortals there, you no longer think that eternity is a theory. It's not a conjecture in anybody's mind. And thought science, which I give the definition to you earlier, now becomes more real to you. When people who make it, survivors, go to the first mansion world, they learn the concept right away of thought science in relationship to cause and effect. So their degrees that they got in third dimensional universities, Harvard, Cambridge, don't mean doodly boo in the kingdom of God. God looks upon the lowly peasant, farmer, whatever, as much more valuable than a Harvard degree. Much more valuable. And many of them will be put in positions of authority when Michael returns. You'll be surprised. They just need to wake up a little bit to their potentials. If you're still in Caligastia's system and you're helping to turn his wheels, you're going to need that degree to exist out there in Babylon. But in God's kingdom, the real one, everything happens by your right choice. Everything happens by your right choice. You want to manifest a mansion? Jesus said, I go away now, and I'm building your mansion. All you have to do is want to do what's right. What's right in God. That's called faith. That's realizing and trusting that God would take care of all your needs and more. Everything happens by right choice. Everything is determined by right choice. Everything that the universal Father and the Creator Son of each universe puts in your heart, God will manifest for you. Then something so important and sacred, even a compliment. Or a guitar. Or a new house. Or a dog. Even a wolf. Because God desires to give you everything by your walk of purity, like a good son or daughter of God, that is already put in your heart to desire. Why would he put it in there if he doesn't want to give it to you? And you say, he's never going to give it to me. Never, ever, ever. Why'd he put it there then? You're doing something wrong is the reason why he's not giving it to you. Boing! In Caligastia's world, you have to buy it. You know, you can even buy your compliment. A compliment is a gift of God. A gift of God. Certain individuals throughout the centuries who have been holy men and women find their true spiritual compliments. Elizabeth and Mark Prophet in this era. There's others. Kings and queens. A prince in shining armor. Or a counselor. All of them, no matter what position they are in. And God puts them there. Or Caligastia puts them there. No matter what city, no matter what state, no matter what country you're in. You didn't get there by accident. You got there either by God's will or Caligastia's will. And if you got there by Caligastia's will, you'll never be happy. Never, ever, ever, ever. No matter how much money you have, money doesn't make you happy. Do you think that Agatha von Trapp was not happy living in a tent? I mean, in a hut in New Guinea when she ministered to the pygmies? She was happy. Happier than the man in the mansion who got there by greed. And manipulation. You have to learn the difference by your choices. And you have to desire to want to do the right thing. God sees your motives. And you get or you don't get based upon those motives. You should be the best check for yourself. You need to check your lower selves all the time. The soul, as you know, is not the body. The soul is thought. Thought science. Cause and effect. Thought science. Thought science. Not science, cause and effect. All of the good things and bad things that the soul picks up along the journey to paradise? It's what makes the soul either a saint or a demon. The word demon we think of is, you know, it could be you right now. And your distance from truth, beauty, and goodness. Do you know the word demon came from Avalon? The Pleiades is one of the most oldest universes. And they come up with the science of thought, cause, and effect long, long time ago. We're just getting it here now. No matter what you call it in any universe of time and space, it's the same thing. A soul that basically lives without a good enough degree of love in them. I mean, you can flash your degrees, you can flash all the things you did to God, but if you don't have love, you ought to read the 13th chapter of Corinthians. The ascension process basically is learning to love more perfectly. So then you reach Avona, and you go through 1 billion perfect worlds. How can you continually become more perfect? How is that possible? But that is exactly what God asked from you. Doesn't mean you're going to become God. You're never going to become God, no matter what the New Age tells you. But you could become more perfect, as Jesus said to become, so that you become someone that someone else wants to be around. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, all right.
I'm Mariah, liaison minister and starseed soul. I'm always struck when you're teaching of the complementary aspects that you have with each other, and you're definitely true compliments. I tremendously enjoy your humor, Talia's fan, and your humanness that you share so much with us. What you were talking about today about there's two kingdoms. There's God's kingdom and there's Caligastia's kingdom. And the whole idea that we have to make choices not just once in our lifetime of which kingdom are we going to be in, but it's a moment to moment decision, you know, the number of temptations or whatnot that can come up in a day is just quite amazing. I mean, and we can bounce between being in God's kingdom or in Caligastia's kingdom and then back in God's, and trying to control our minds sometimes can feel like little two-year-olds that are out of control, but to really learning to center and using our relationship with Christ Michael to center ourselves in him when we're trying to really decide. Sometimes it's confusing. Well, what is the right thing? Or what, you know, and sometimes it's not confusing, but we just don't want to do it. I mean, that's often there. But to really call on Christ Michael to help us have the strength to do the right thing, to be in the right kingdom at that time, and to know the difference, to be able to really discern it. Our world is very, very filled, not only with temptation, but with a lot of deception. And you know, really learning how to discern better in that. So it's something to, I think we all work with every day. Anyway, I appreciate your teaching so much. Thank you.
Thanetics, a weekly podcast highlighting the teachings of Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, home of the Global Temple of Divine Administration. For those who feel called to serve humanity as destiny reservists, visit uaspr.org. We bid you come.